I have a question for you. Have you created your office hours yet? If you haven't, as a freelancer, you totally should. So that is what we're talking about in this episode. Welcome to Art, Design, and Chardonnay with your host, Erica Chardonnay. This is my creative outlet podcast where I talk about art, design, and my lifestyle. Each episode, I will tackle different topics that I hope motivate you and help you with your success. If you're a designer, artist, or an overall creative person, this podcast is for you. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. So I was inspired to create this episode because for the first time in my freelance career, I have decided to make this action step in my business, and I just wanted to share it with you, honestly. I currently have a 9-to-5, and freelancing has always been my side hustle. So it's really, really important to find some way to structure your time, right? I graduated from college in like 2011, and initially, because my clients were like friends and family, I didn't think I needed to make this change in my business. But as the years went by and I started to get more clients, I realized that it's extremely important, especially for like self-care. So when did this start? It actually started this year. Yeah, like 10 years later, right? And I needed to find ways of gaining more control of my time and my energy by creating a schedule. And I still design early hours and late in the evening, but I personally needed a time to not look at my devices, if that makes sense. I wanted to listen to my music, work on things for my business, and focus on my to-do list for my clients. So when I realized I was losing like control and focus, and I felt a lot of burnout, and burnout happened extremely fast, I realized that it was time for a change. So like that's how I got to that point. And this isn't the only thing that changed, but I'll save that for another episode. I had to find, like, you know, just not find, but like do better with my time for myself and my business too, especially since a lot of my services are helping other people with their businesses. Right? So once I changed like my ways of working, I felt a lot better. So like this is where I am now. I feel a lot better, and I can now tell clients what I can and cannot do. And I mean, I can actually give them a time frame that I feel comfortable with. And even if I can't, I'm honest up front and I just let them know. I think the more transparent I am with clients, the better things are for the both of us, right? Like they won't expect something that they're not going to get in the timely fashion that they're going to get. I used to try to do everything as quick as possible because I'm a fast designer, and because of that, when you have clients and they expect that, sometimes you can't do it all the time, right? So you have to like be honest and say, hey, I gotta stretch my hours a little bit, right? Because there'll be a point in time where you might have a client that comes to you and say, hey, I need this tomorrow, and where it was 5 years ago where it was like, I can do this tomorrow, now it's different, right? Because I have other responsibilities that I have to take care of, especially if I have other clients as well. So it's better for them. Now, don't get me wrong. If you can get it done, go ahead and knock it out, right? But that's just where I am now. And so I wanted to mention that this was something that I had to learn how to do it. It wasn't something that was overnight. It was more of like a self-reflection thing for personal reasons. And of course, sometimes your personal life bleeds into your business, but you really just have to keep being honest with yourself about things like this. And it's better that way if you are, you know, sometimes, you know how you call your friend and you're like, hey, I gotta get your opinion on this. You know, I always tell my best friend, because I call her a lot, I'm like, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? And it literally, like, what she says always confirms what I was feeling before I called her. And so it becomes laughable. It's like, dude, if you're asking me, you probably already know the answer. Like, yeah, I just kind of want confirmation, right? So, okay. Let me ask you this. What are some of the goals that you have had for yourself and your business because you haven't like tapped into it while you were helping someone else with their goals? Like that was something I had to ask myself. Like, what haven't I tapped into because my business actually focuses on helping others? Does that make sense? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, there's a few projects that I would love to work on. And I find myself like, I wasn't taking off when I should have. And I was like, I haven't even made my vision board for the year. And it's May. Like, well, it's May at the time of this recording, I'll say that. And quite frankly, I probably won't at this rate because I like to make it at the beginning of the year. So I kind of like, I just wrote my goals down and I'm just kind of like sticking to them. But I don't want to forget my goals. And I found that happening. So it was just me self-reflecting and saying, hey, you're forgetting yourself. So, you know, like, it doesn't mean that I wanted to quit, you know, freelancing. Of course not. But there are better ways of using your time. So I love working with others. There's startups, there's side hustles, and they're growing business. But I just realized I neglected my own. And another rude awakening was when I lost everything on that drive and on my computer. And I realized that all of my clients had their files, but not I, and that I had to start over, which I'm okay with because I want my clients to be good. But it was like, you should have planned better for yourself too. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, you could have done better for yourself. So most of this is not because of a client. It was because of Erica. Right? And so that's what inspired this episode, you know? Like, I don't want anybody to forget what their plans are for themselves the way that I did. And I guess that comes from being a little bit of a people pleaser, right? Like, I just like, you know, community and like building with other people. So just create your ways of working, your time management, and most importantly, add back in that time for yourself. Like, literally schedule it if you have to. You know, all of this can play into self-care, which we can talk about in another episode, but I just wanted to share a few, you know, a few tips, a little bit of a story tell, you know, because I want to know if somebody else has gone through it too. Like, do you find yourself so invested in somebody else's business that you forget to be invested in your own? Or is that just me? Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Let's talk about it on Instagram. And if you haven't yet, follow the podcast on Instagram at ADC Podcast. Also, if you have any requests, you can go to my website, ericachardonnay.com/podcast. And the link is on that page. It's a Google Doc. And until next time, thank you for your support and thank you so, so much for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode. I'm on Instagram as EST Creations. I'm on YouTube as Erica Chardonnay. I'm on Facebook as Erica Terry Creations. And if you would like to visit my website, it is ericachardonnay.com.